This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Will a few enemies, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and a sort of bad guys. Of course, all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. This is Tim Brown. I am the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'm filling in for Bradley today, in case you were tuned in listening for him. And we've got a show for you today that I'm going to call for some action on your behalf, especially those people who are in the great state of Indiana. So stick with us on that. But I want to point you to the phone lines, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. You can jump on at any time. Please stick to the topic. We're not doing Chinese buffet. I'm coming to you live today from the bunker here in the U.S. occupied state of South Carolina, and it's a little gray. We look like we're going to get some more rain here today, which will be very nice. And if you want to check us out online, you can find us at sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also check us out on Facebook at Sons of Liberty Radio and Sons of Liberty Media. And if you want to follow Bradley, you can do that on Twitter at BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1, B-R-A-D-L-E-E, Dean1 on Twitter. Big news, of course, all the week has been over the issue of the Las Vegas shooting, which then stems into a plethora of other things. Among them, one of the stories yesterday, you'll note that the FBI is investigating that particular shooting that happened a little over a week ago. And Pam Geller calls us to remember how they investigated other failed Islamic jihadi investigations. Boston bombing, her own, threats to behead her, the FBI said on that. Let's not forget San Bernardino. And there are tons where the FBI has been involved in that, where they knew these people and they did nothing to stop them. It's because, let's be honest, police, any of that, are not there to stop crime. They're there to report it. They're there to investigate it once it happens. It is up to the people to stop it who are there. This is, and this gets down to one of the issues why we're armed, folks. It's not that we can go around murdering people. It's so that we have, it's kind of like what Reagan used to say. Remember a long time ago, President Ronald Reagan, you know, one of his things, why he went to a Star Wars program, was that he didn't want a mutually assured destruction. He wanted to protect lives, not take them. And so he went to that to basically make other countries' nuclear weapons obsolete. They can fire them all they want. We're just going to shoot them down. You understand? And the same thing happens with any lawful, responsible gun owner. We don't go brandishing our weapons around. We respect the weapon. We learn how to use it. We teach our families how to use it, our friends how to use it. And we're careful with it, just like we're careful with anything else. And we do so, and we maintain those weapons in hopes that we never have to use them. Sure, we like to go out and plank and we target practice and all this other. Maybe some people are into the sports shooting and stuff like that. Some of us go hunting with our weapons. But that's not what the Second Amendment about. It's about. It's about keeping a free state. And part of that is to deal with criminals, whether they're the tyrannical ones in government or foreign enemies or criminals who are about to incite riots or attacking others. It is to preserve life. It is not necessary. Yes, it may be used to take life, but that is in a bigger scope of preserving life that the criminal would normally take. And so not only do we have an FBI who seems, you know, incapable of stopping these things many times, but we have politicians who are all too happy to jump on board in order to take and push a gun control agenda, which let me just put it to you, because I want to make this point probably in the last segment. We're going to talk a little bit about gun control in the last segment, but I have something else I want to bring to your attention. Gun control is not gun control. It's gun confiscation. That's how we need to put it. We need to phrase the gun control argument. A friend and I were talking about this. We need to phrase the gun control argument as prohibition. Now, some of you out there may agree with prohibition, but I got to ask you something. Did it stop alcohol? Did it stop alcoholism? Did it stop people from drinking? No, it actually did the opposite. Okay? It did the very opposite. And it was rightfully repealed. It was rightfully repealed. So, take your friends who are opposite you and want, quote-unquote, gun control, which is really gun confiscation, because you can ask them, well, how many laws do we have to write? I mean, how many times do we have to get in this debate before you're satisfied? And ultimately, it will come down to where nobody has any guns at all, and that still isn't going to solve the problem, because the criminals are going to have guns, okay? But ask them if they thought prohibition worked. And you'll soon discover they'll say, no, of course it didn't work. Well, why are you trying to prohibition for guns? It's not going to work either, okay? Sons of Liberty Media.com and FBI investigates Vegas attack. Remember, it's failed Islamic Jihadi investigations. That's by Pamela Geller. We had that up yesterday. Also, Britain draws up a plan for war with North Korea. Two professors from opposite ends of the political spectrum agree the modern left is destroying our culture. And what can we say about those of us who are supposed to be on the right? We're letting them do it, right? So I think there's two sides to blame here. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com, U.S. suspends all non-immigrant visa services in Turkey. Sonsoflibertymedia.com, Las Vegas Titan Steve Wine. Steve Paddock never touched alcohol ever and was a rational man. Now, Paddock had been going to Vegas for quite a while, and this guy is just simply saying, hey, never seen the guy drink, which would be consistent with if he was an Islamist, that's for sure, if, you know. They tend to want to stay away from that. They don't want anybody else touching it, which kind of gets to the issue of prohibition, doesn't it? Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com, poll majority of vets, troops oppose NFL protests. Sonsoflibertymedia.com, Trump to the nation about Las Vegas shooting. When the worst of humanity strikes, best of humanity responds. I think that's true. I think it's in each of the tragedies that we see that ever happen that seem very dark, that seem really bad, there's always those who come to aid. So that's why, you know, in the midst of things going wrong, I think there's a picture, or not going wrong, but going bad for some, there is always those who come to their aid. They always show the best of what men can be, and I would say that's in the power of the Spirit of God. On the other side of the break, we're going to talk about a story that I posted last week, and I want to call your attention to it, so stick with us.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Council and dean of Liberty University School of Law. I want to strongly encourage everyone listening to endorse Bradley Dean and listen to his message and bring him to your communities. He is a voice to the youth generation, a voice that is desperately needed.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to jump on at any time, the number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933, and, you know, stick to the topic, and we're going to be talking Child Protective Services. Now, this is an issue to me, personally, that has been a sore spot, okay? Let me just say that. I'll give you some of my background in that in just a little bit. As a father with 10 children in the home being falsely accused of Child Protective Services in my own state. And this one is even more serious because while my issue was one I dealt with, it was one that was there was a serious issue, no doubt about that. We had one of my sons was sick, but at the same time, it was one that was rectified. Even though I think it's an unjust system because nobody can be held to account, these people are pretty much given immunity in Child Protective Services. They're not some of the sharpest knives in the drawers. Look, there are a lot of people there that actually care about families in many regards. But overall, this is an overreach of the state. And why do you say that? You say, well, we got to have somebody take care of, you know, families where they're abusing kids and they're doing it. Sure, but that should be the job of the community, right? Of the neighbors, of friends, of family. They should be the ones dealing with that. And what happens when you allow the state in, especially an ungodly state, one that rejects God in their education system, one that rejects God in how they are dealing with the public at large? They reject the God of the Bible, the jurisdictions he's laid out for family, for church, for government, And they reject that. A Huntington dentist and his pregnant wife have been arrested in Dubois County, Indiana, and they're facing neglect and confinement charges for trying to be responsible parents in dealing with their eldest adopted daughter, who made threats of murdering the family, specifically the mother and her unborn child. Now, they have 10 children. Two of them are adopted. The oldest one, the oldest two, I believe it is, are adopted. And then they have one on the way. In fact, the mother has now been arrested with the father. They are in jail over this issue. Now, this is sort of different because normally in CPS incidents that happen, they do what they call administrative charges. They call you guilty without you having in family courts, you never get what is supposed to be protected under the Constitution, a trial by your peers, a jury trial. You never get that. You get to stand before a judge. People get to make all kinds of accusations against you, but you don't get anybody outside that here, and they seal it under wraps. Okay? In the case of my wife, we had charges against us, and they were called administrative. They were not judicial, so therefore we couldn't get a trial. It's kind of like you're just being squashed and your rights are suppressed. That's exactly what they are. They're being trampled on and violated. And not just ours, but this couple here as well. Alan and Amy Fritz are just the latest in a long line of parents, though, who have come under the scrutiny of the state. And they're facing the incredibly stressful and even tyrannical measures of the state as it imposes its way into the nucleus of society, which is the family, and specifically their family. Now, from the Dubois County Herald, here's the story. The Dubois County Sheriff's Department made contact with a female juvenile. This is the oldest adopted daughter who was adopted from the Ukraine. I'm going to touch on that in a little bit. And her father and her mother. And they requested assistance from the Dubois County Office of Family and Children Services. The juvenile reportedly told authorities she had been in the house playing with a ball with her grandfather when her grandfather became angry. In court documents, the juvenile reported the ball bounced toward her grandfather. He kept it, and the situation intensified. The grandfather reportedly told authorities the other children were in the living room attending to daily studies when the juvenile bouncing the ball in the kitchen became disruptive, according to court documents. Now, did they listen to Grandpa? Did they listen to the other children who were in the house? Nope, they listened to the daughter. And as you'll see in a little bit, there's another witness, the Fritz's pastor, who has stated that she has been known to lie. She's been known to kill small animals and do all kinds of other things, and yet the parents sought to be responsible parents and to care for her. You'll see that in just a little bit. The court documents indicate Amy told authorities she and Alan Fritz worried about the juvenile's behavior. The article goes on to then smear this couple as some sort of deranged, sadistic parents. Amy allegedly told authorities the juvenile had made the comment of killing her, that's Amy, unborn child, and killing her as well. And those are in court documents also. And during the forensic interview conducted with the assistance of the Dubois County Prosecutor's Office, the juvenile alleged she slept in a cage at night and was locked in it with a chain in the combination lock. She reported she was let back out in the morning. And after completing the interview with the juvenile, the sheriff's department sought and received a search warrant from the Dubois Circuit Court. Troopers with the Indiana State Police were requested to assist deputies with the resulting search. Authorities say a closet area of a bedroom was found to have been converted into a lockable cage. Now, what do you think of when you think of cage? Bars and things like that? Things they put the Fritzes in, right? A lockable cage where the juvenile was allegedly kept for extended periods of time. The 4x8 cage is described in court documents as having a mattress and a label on its front door indicating it was the juvenile's cage. It did not have running water or electricity. The juvenile had reportedly been given a pan so she could go to the bathroom, according to the court documents. And when the juvenile's report of the cage was confirmed, authorities said Alan Fritz was taken into custody. Now, notice they keep using this term cage. It's a part of the house. It is not a cage. It is a room with a mattress, and it has a bedpan so she can go to the bathroom if she needs to go. But you can understand, before you jump to conclusions, stop and listen. You can understand this girl had, and I'm going to share with you some of the history in a little bit. She has had this history of making threats to kill her mother in her sleep, threats to kill the baby in her sleep, or that she's carrying, other members of the family to kill them in their sleep. That's why they lock her up at night and they let her out in the day. And she has all of the freedoms that everybody else does in the house and her studies and all of this stuff that everybody else. She just has to, when it's bedtime, she's to be in there asleep. That's the point of locking her up, and to make sure she doesn't get out and hurt anybody. Okay? Now, you say, well, that's a little cruel, Tim. Okay. What would you suggest doing? Well, I think we ought to call Child Protective Services. Well, what do you think they're going to do? What do you think they're going to do? Or we need to call mental health specialists. What do you think they're going to do? I'll tell you what they're going to do. They're going to lock her up in an institution, in a real cage. Maybe in a padded room. And they're going to drug her up. And they're going to put her through all kinds of psychobabble to find out what's going on. Now, I ask you, ladies and gentlemen, what is better? Loving parents that just simply protect the family through the night, let the daughter out so they can keep close supervision on her while she's playing with her brothers and sisters, while she's doing her studies and everything else. What is the better route? And they were seeking help for her. They were seeking some help for her. In fact, this is the thing that the story in the Dubois County Herald never tells you. They never tell you all of the things that were leading up to this and the behavior. And so their pastor from Covenant Reformed Church in Evansville, Indiana, wrote a lengthy post, Mr. Brian M. Abshire, in which he was talking about how they cared for their daughter and how they cared for their family. When they first got married, they didn't think they could have children. Okay? And as a result of that, they looked into adoption. And so they went through a large amount of expense, lots of red tape, and they adopted two kids from the Ukraine. Now, folks, that's love. They're willing to bring these kids into their home, to love them like their own, to make them heirs of all that they have, to teach them in the home, to bring them up in the love and that admonition of the Lord. That's what they sought to do. And they had a lot of love, according to the pastor. But Amy got pregnant with her first child. Then she got pregnant again and again with twins and with triplets. And God blessed the family with 10 kids. And number 11 is on the way. Now, with that in mind, they are the very definition of a 19th century value system family, and I want to pick up with that on the other side of the break, so stay with me.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a SolarC EMP-hardened solar generator. SolarC works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to chime in on this subject, Child Protective Services and the Fritzes, Alan and Amy, there in Indiana, told you that they thought they couldn't have children, so they adopted two kids from the Ukraine. One, their oldest daughter, was from the Ukraine. And they homeschool, they have a farm, they have pets and animals, and just the pastor describes it as a family out of the Sound of Music, which I can readily sympathize with. We have lots of those families here in my area. And we're always going to have some problem kids and stuff. Probably Alan and Amy have a more serious problem here with their eldest daughter. And that's because, as their pastor has said, she had underdeveloped. She lagged far behind even those who were her younger siblings. And as she grew older, she exhibited serious behavioral issues such as a constant lying, even when the lie was blatantly false and served no purpose. Extreme aggressiveness towards her siblings, and she even killed small animals. Alan and Amy thought that it might be part of her developmental issues, and she really didn't know what she was doing, especially when she allegedly gave a bath to the family pet snake by dropping it into scalding water. But it got worse from there. She began running away. She went from house to house saying she was homeless, wanted a job. She threatened her male siblings that if they did not want do what she wanted, she would accuse them of touching her inappropriately. She cheerfully talked of dreams of taking a knife and killing her mother and the baby inside of her. That's some pretty serious stuff. How many of you out there would try to love your daughter and care for her in a manner that the Fritzes were doing? I mean, they let her out all day. It was just at bedtime. They wanted to make sure she wasn't going to hurt anybody. And they were concerned about it. And they sought counsel to deal with her. In the meantime, they're trying to protect the family. And when she's out, they're supervising her like a bunch of hawks to make sure she's not going to hurt anybody. Obviously, this is not a normal behavior at all. In fact, she was showing signs of sociopathy. Not having a conscience, was willing to inflict harm on others just for the fun of it. And one of the things their pastor said was, you know, I can't give you a lot of details because of confidentiality that they gave. But obviously this was known. These things here were known. She has made sexual accusations against every male that she's come in contact with. CPS, they aren't even taking any of these things into account. Nobody wants any responsibility of dealing with a dangerous young lady like this, right? Nobody wants that. And yet, here's mom and dad. They've poured their money into her. They poured their lives into her. And they care for her. Does this sound like neglect to you folks? Really? Because you locked her up at night in a closet, not a cage. You have a place to sleep. And I'm sure if she needed a drink of water or any of that kind of stuff, anybody would have come and taken care of her. Yes, it sounds harsh, but I want to point you to what the alternative would be in just a moment. Alan said that he locked her up in the room at night because of her threats to kill the family while they slept. But he would always free her during the day so that she could do her homeschool work, the chores that she had, and be around her family and participate in family activities. And this was what they tried to do so that they could then let her out in the morning while they were seeking help for her. She assaulted her grandfather. She punched him in the face, kicked him in the groin. I mean, it's not regular. I don't even know if I want to say regular. It's not what you would see even in some rebellious teenagers. Okay? But they go in, they find this room, and everything's really based on that little room. Now his business is ruined. He and his wife are in jail. She's pregnant with their 11th child. The children have been taken from their home and put in the custody of CPS. And we know what kind of danger that is for those children. Can you imagine the trauma that is there for those children? Yep, CPS knows best, don't they? There's no doubt this young lady was treated like a member of the family. They just were cautious about making sure she didn't make good on the threats to kill the family in her sleep. That was it. That was it. But the state thinks it's their responsibility not to look at all the facts, but instead to do to Mr. and Mrs. Fritz what they think they were doing to their daughter. That's the irony here. That is the irony here. I mean, I can't begin to even catch all of what these people had. I know dealing in my own situation with Child Protective Services, which I have a lot of video on, and it would just blow your mind at how ridiculously, I don't know the word to use here, stupid. I mean, really stupid lack of thinking that goes on among CPS workers. And some of the doctors that are involved with these people as well. Circular arguments I mean, really bad logic, the lack of investigation into things. They rubber stamp somebody's, you know, anonymous accusation, which I think is a travesty. So they can come in and take people's kids. And in case you didn't know it, CPS services almost always can get money if they can get the kids out of the house and adopt them out to other families. And minority kids are big bucks. I learned that years ago at a case in Charlotte, North Carolina. But here's a state. They've taken mom and dad. They've taken the kids out of the house. They didn't put the kids with other family. Mom and dad's in jail. They've actually put mom and dad in a real cage, real bars, real locks. You're not getting out. Sure, they got running water for a sink and a toilet. But they don't get let out during the day, do they? The irony here, the cruelty of the injustice of a tyrannical state. And that doesn't bother the authorities in Indiana. Like I said, me and my wife have had that situation go on. But I want to ask you, audience of Sons of Liberty, if you're a Christian out there, even if you're not a Christian out there, this really should bother you. Well, it bothers me that they locked their daughter up. They locked their daughter in their own house. It wasn't a cage. It was a room to protect the family. And I want you to think about it. What would be the alternative to that? What are they going to do to this daughter if the family starts telling police or mental health people what their daughter is doing? They're going to start putting her on psychotropic drugs. They may even confine her to an institution. She might be strapped down or locked in a room during the night for her own safety and for the safety of others. That's what the state would do. That's what the certified people of the state would do to her. What do the parents do? They simply locked her in the room at night. They let her out to be free the rest of the day. She's asleep anyway. It isn't like there's anything going on. What would the state do? They would have done that and worse. It would have been far worse for her. And now the question that CPS workers have to deal with, which they won't because they won't be forced to do it, is why didn't you get this other information before you ripped this family apart? You see, the girl is eventually going to have to answer for her own actions. No question about that. But what about CPS, folks? It is one of the worst agencies. Yes, I know there are times where they might do something that is beneficial. I'm not denying that. But the horror stories that you can find all online from different CPS in different states is absolutely incredible. And you know what? We spent money we didn't have for an attorney who couldn't do anything for us. It was basically just do what they ask because they're like a sleeping bear, and if you wake them up, you're going to regret it. Why? Because they basically have immunity. They can come in your house. Doesn't matter if you quote the Fourth Amendment to them or not. They're coming in your house. My friend from the story I was telling you about in Charlotte years ago, this has probably been, gosh, almost two decades, I'm thinking, ago. I mean, he moved his family to another county. And the judge in Mecklenburg County issued a charge to go to the neighboring county. It wasn't even a neighboring county. They had to jump one. They had to come over here, over to another county here in North Carolina, and went in with the sheriff. And the sheriff said, "There's nothing wrong with this family. They were living in a two bedroom house. The kids were well fed. Some of them were sleeping on the floor. But my goodness, some of my kids won't sleep in the bed, and they get out and sleep on the floor." And they took their kids right in front of their mother. They never got them back. Folks, if you can stand up for the Fritzes, do it. They're in Indiana. Pray for them. Remember them in your prayers. On the other side of the break, we're going to talk quickly about gun control. Hang on.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from The Way of the Master and from Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background in rock music gives an instant rapport with this generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
ProPure Water Filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switch to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Are you a Catholic with traditional values, seeking traditional worship, but are fed up, angry, and disgusted by corruption in the church? If so, then consider Servants of the Holy Family, a community of priests and brothers who are fighting those who have infiltrated the church, intending to create a one-world government and one-world religion. Help and support this great cause. Visit servi.org, spelled S-E-R-V-I.org. Come to our Mass. Become a priest or brother now at servi.org.
The Sons of Liberty, final segment here. I'm not going to take any calls, but if you can, I do want you, if you're in that area there in Dubois County, Indiana, and across the nation, please pray for the Fritzes, pray for their daughter, that God would do something like the Lord Jesus did. You remember there was a boy who he had a demon throwing himself in the water, trying to drown him, throwing himself in the fire, trying to burn him and kill him. And Jesus rebuked the spirit, and it came out, and the boy was made whole. And so God is able to do that. Now, is that his will to do it? I don't know. But we can certainly pray and ask him, if it be his will, that he would set this girl free from what has entangled her, and also work on behalf of these parents, that God would give them grace in this time as well. Okay, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Something that happened but kind of flew under the radar for a lot of people during or just after the Las Vegas shooting. And amidst all of the different videos that's come out, we're kind of analyzing those things, looking at them, asking questions about multiple shooters. What's the thrust? What's the motive behind Mr. Paddock's shooting and all of this other stuff? The story kind of, it was in the news, but it was sort of like this blip. And I'm surprised because this looks like something that Dianne Feinstein or others who advanced this whole gun agenda would have pulled up. But hours after the Las Vegas shooting, a man was arrested with a cache of automatic weapons and ammo in his car. And apparently These automatic weapons didn't have serial numbers either. He had some handguns, he had a big machete, and some other things. He also had a situation with Child Protective Services, and this whole incident happened to 43-year-old Scott Edmiston, and this was in Tennessee. He was doing 55 and a 30 when he was pulled over at 4 a.m. in the morning. And if you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, you can see what all he had in his car. Now, look, I state very clearly right up front, I have no problem with people having all of these weapons. So these cops, they cracked me up, though, in what they said. They said, well, boy, it really caused concern because all the weapons were loaded and all the magazines were loaded. Well, wait a minute. Don't you cops, when you have a shotgun in the car, don't you have it loaded? When you have a pistol on your side, don't you load the thing? When you carry an AR in your car, don't you load it? Do you carry extra magazines? You don't load those things. You wait to load them until the time you need them. As far as I'm concerned, if you do that, you're carrying very expensive rocks and sticks. That's all you've got. It's not unusual for people to carry loaded weapons. Any gun I've ever owned, I've always taught my kids, treat every gun like it's loaded, because if you're in my house, they're loaded. They're loaded because they need to be used. If they're used, I mean, if they're not loaded, you can't really use them. So it's not an unusual thing. But a guy, 4 a.m. in the morning, I admit there's some concern about what's going on. He was very agitated, very angry, the policeman said. He had a run-in with Child Protective Services. And there's a number of reasons these guns couldn't have serial numbers. One of them looks like what we call the ghost gun. It's the one that you make on your own. You can build the lower, which is the part that has the serial number. You can make it out of these 3D printers for next to nothing. And then you buy an upper, which you don't have to register with anybody. And it's perfectly legal. I'm going to say it's lawful anyway, but it's legal according to even the unconstitutional ATF. Okay, 80% lowers. You don't have to register those either. They don't have a serial number either. You just buy the part. They're about $40-$50. You drill out the holes to make your lower. You put in your trigger. You install the upper. You put on your stock and pistol grip, and you're ready to go. And you don't have to register anything. Those can be done. That looks like what he has here, except these are full autos. Now, that's a whole different issue. I think that's covered under the Second Amendment, despite how people write the law about that stuff. Because that's not to be infringed either, any more than the machete he was carrying, okay, or warships that were issued, that were owned privately, that were issued letters of mark and reprisal by Congress under President Thomas Jefferson to go and fight the Islamists in the Barbary Wars. I think those things are protected under there, under the Second Amendment. But he was driving, he was caught speeding, and they arrested him when they found all of this stuff there, which he was carrying. Now he's going to get in trouble because they're fully automatic weapons. It's, quote-unquote, not legal. And if you want to argue with me over legality versus lawfulness, I'm just going to point you on stuff like this. I'm going to point you over to Nazi Germany. They started there. That's where we got our laws. They come right about the same time. We didn't have them for over 100 years in this country, actually longer than that. So I think this whole thing is ridiculous. But I think there's a thing where probably they should have kept an eye on this guy for his anger and the situation that he was in. However, we've yet to see what took place out of that. But this was something that happened in Tennessee. Now, tie that in also with the fact that Feinstein is calling for a ban on gun stock, on bump stocks. I saw bump firing a long time ago, and bump firing is just taking a semi-automatic weapon. And you can use a rubber band, you can use your belt loop, and you can put your finger on the trigger and pull it through your belt loop, and it's just the recoil driving it, and it will fire very similarly to a fully automatic weapon. Okay? Very similarly to a fully automatic weapon. It's, you can see the videos on YouTube, and I've even written an article on that. But they want to ban the bump stock. Well, what is that going to do? It's not going to do anything. It's just going to take something off the market. It's going to become black market. The price on it is going to go from $99 to $300 to $1,500. That's what it's going to do. It's not going to stop anything. But these people think they're God, and if they write law, or they write words on a paper and call it law, it automatically stops all the bad stuff. It's like a magical spell or something you can cast. It's not going to stop anything because wicked men are going to do what they do because they have wicked hearts, not because they have wicked guns. They have wicked hearts. And there's only one, the one thing that these politicians will not do is the one thing that will straighten out wicked hearts, and that is they will not reference the Bible and biblical law. They will not exercise just punishments for crimes committed, which God has laid out in His Word, and they will not provide people with the gospel of Jesus Christ, which takes out a heart of stone. It takes out a wicked, evil heart, and it puts in a heart of flesh. It causes men to go from those who hate and want to murder and violate law to those who love it. And they love God and they love people. The first part and the second part of the Ten Commandments. These people won't do that. Oh, no, no, no. We got to have that out of the schools. And I'm not for public schools, okay? So don't get me wrong. But they don't want God in there. They don't want that morality, that foundation being taught to the children. No, no, no. They would rather have people like Bill Ayers teaching your children, a domestic terrorist who wanted to bomb members of our military. Instead, his girlfriend accidentally blew herself up in another guy. Yes, that Bill Ayers that wrote Obama's book, who taught and his wife taught in universities, teaching America's kids and young men and women. That's what we have going on. In America, you've lost the issue because you lost education. And why did you lose education? Because you forgot what God said in Deuteronomy 6. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and you're to teach these things to your children. When you're rising up, when you're laying down, when you're walking along the way, put them on the doorpost of your house. Do this. How are you going to do that when you're sending your kids off to the public indoctrination center 8 hours a day, and then you're dropping in front of the boob tube without any supervision, without any talk about what they're seeing, video games, whatever? How are you going to do what God commanded if that's what you're doing? He dropped it. Well, my school's different. Yeah, right. Okay, yeah. You keep believing that lie. The responsibility is yours, Mom and Dad. You want to start changing the culture? You want to start really fighting against these things? Get into the issue of educating your own kids. Take responsibility for your kids. It's not the state's responsibility to educate the children of America. It's not. We never gave them the authority to do that. Again, if you read Arnold Dabney's On Secular Education, which you can get at Amazon for about $4, he tells you what was going on during the Civil War, the War of Northern Aggression. The North was going to force public indoctrination on the South. And their crime rate was huge, huge in the North. And Arnold Dabney says it's coming. They're going to push it. South Carolina has education in their Constitution. Why? The North put it on us. Keep that in mind as these things come along, because knowledge is power to fight against the wickedness that we're faced with. In 23, we'll be back with you. Until then.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.